Today is a big day, the first day of the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival, a diverse display of global creativity, musicians domestically and from around the world gathering in Sydney for an annual celebration of women in jazz. And from the New York City underground, where jazz ancestry and radical innovation converge, Brooklyn-born singer-songwriter Melanie Charles is going to be set to stun Sydney audiences, playing at Mary's Underground on October 26th as part of a headline performance for the 2025 Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival. And I'm so happy to say that Melanie joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Melanie, how are you?
Hi, Danny. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all the better for having you here joining us here today. You have worked with some big names. How did you first fall in love with jazz, Melanie?
I guess I have to say that I fell in love with jazz because of my mom. My mom is a Haitian immigrant from Haiti, of course, and loved jazz music. Most Haitian people, you know, traditionally would enjoy compas, Haitian folk music, but my mom loved Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and she passed that love down to me.
Well, some of the great women of jazz there, and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan.
Of course, of course.
And you'd be celebrating the greats of jazz as part of your shows here in Sydney. You're sort of going to be celebrating the work of John Coltrane.
Yes, I'm part of a group called Ghetto Church. We're three friends, all from New York, and we love John Coltrane. A few years ago, there was a festival called Wall to Wall, where they do basically 24 hours of one artist. And the year that they brought us in, it was the music of John Coltrane, and we dove deep and reimagined some of his important material. So we're going to be doing some of his works reimagined. We're also going to be doing some music from my album, Y'all Don't Really Care About Black Women, an album I put out a few years ago via the Verve label, where I reimagined some songs by some of the women greats in jazz.
Oh, wow. So the Verve label, there's lots of connections there. You've been on that label, Coltrane, of course, on that label as well. It's just so wonderful to be celebrating that work. One time I was lucky enough to be in the New York Public Library, and in the New York Public Library, they have sheet music that John Coltrane himself wrote, and it's just sort of, he was an artist without compare. It was just sort of to see sheet music that he'd written and think, oh my God, I'm here in the same space, looking at something that he'd done. It's just absolutely mind-boggling, and it's so great that you're able to celebrate that work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when you talk about his sheet music, what I love as I learn more and more about his process is how spiritually connected he is and how his love of God and spirituality really is infused in his music, specifically his song, Dear Lord, which we'll be playing. So we're really excited. We hope we get to really honor the energy and the spirit that he intended for his music.
Will you be stretching out and celebrating any of the work of his partner, Alice Coltrane, who also had that deep connection with spirituality and is just an artist. Oh, just amazing. Love Alice Coltrane.
Danny, you're giving me goosebumps. well, we're going to, you know, a lot of the work that we do, you know, we call it jazz, but our sound is very expansive. And so we include a lot of samples, a lot of interviews. And one of the samples that you will be hearing is actually an interview of Alice Coltrane talking about John Coltrane.
Well, I guess it's an interesting point you make there, because there is no simple definition of jazz, is there, beyond the fact that it's an American music and probably the greatest art form developed in the 20th century. But jazz can be anything you want it to be, really.
It really can. And, you know, there's always been debate since the beginning of time about what is jazz, or critiquing, you know, the name itself. People want to change the music and call it BAM now and all these things. And I think it's human nature to want to assign a title that we feel good to something. But at the end of the day, this music is part of our ancestral right for me as a Black woman. But, you know, what I love about it is international. You know, what is jazz without Latin America? What is jazz without European influences? You know, I'm really grateful to be part of this important lineage.
Yes, and for you to be spreading that lineage as part of your work there with the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival, it's really very much appreciated. It's so wonderful to have you here, and I hope it's an opportunity for you to connect with like-minded artists as well.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Right now I'm in Melbourne actually, and I think a lot of the musicians who are here may end up in Sydney as well because we're making our rounds while we're in Australia. And I'm just loving it, and I'm so proud. You know, people say, "Oh, there's no good music happening." It's not true. There's a lot of great music happening right now. It's a very exciting time for music.
Yeah, there's always great music happening. You've just got to be there. You've got to look for it. You've got to be open for it. You've got to get on the wavelength.
That's right. That's right.
This is wonderful. I hope it's one of those situations as well. I enjoy quite a bit of bebop and fusion jazz and all of that. And sort of through those fertile periods of those art forms, there was a lot of cross-pollination. They're all different artists working together with one another. The collaboration element of jazz is always something that really makes it so exciting.
It really is. You know, this is an art form that is a solidification of a human experience. Therefore, each individual member in a band or in a collaboration is so vital to the sound that we're experiencing. And when we speak about collaboration, the two musicians that I'm collaborating with,
Yes.
Paul Wilson Bey and Ignabu, they each, I say they're like producers in their own right. In real time, everyone has a sound that they're going for. And so when we all come together, we honestly make a sound that's really exciting. And I'm very lucky that people are very interested in the music that we're making. We're a new band together, and Sydney is really lucky to be one of the first to hear this band.
Yes, indeed, the trio you got there with Ignabu on drums and percussion and Paul Wilson Bey on piano and key bass. And also one of the exciting things about jazz is that no two performances will ever be the same.
Oh, that's right. I studied with the great Reggie Workman, bass player who also played with John Coltrane. And something that he talked
Wow.
all the time in school is don't say the same thing twice. He never wanted us to repeat ourselves. Oh my goodness, he was a stickler about that. But I live by that now, and I love him so much for that.
All the way from Brooklyn, Melanie Charles is going to be in town here in Sydney as part of the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival. So exciting to know that you're going to be here. Great venue they'll be playing at there, Mary's Underground, on the evening of Sunday, October 26th. Melanie, I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me. This was a fun chat. Will you be there? Will I see you?
I will, if I can get past the people there working on the door, I'll be there. There's a lot of conflict between myself and the venues here in Sydney. There's some stuff happened. I'm not willing to go
You a
into everything that
troublemaker?
happened. Yeah, well, you know, I enjoy jazz. Of course, I'm a troublemaker.
I love that, Danny. That's right.
Melanie, let's have a bit of a listen to you teaming up with Paul Wilson Bey and Ignabu. This is a new song of yours called Whole Foods. You're the best. Oh, and of course, got a bit of a sample there celebrating Brooklyn in this one as well, Melanie. Love your work. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye.